some of you were here when Eric and Tom was here, and I mean, up to that point, I was kind of, I guess, dry from God. I feel like, you know, I was alone, and so I went into the conference without any kind of expectation. And the first day was just amazing. It was about, you know, forgiving, and Eric was talking about, you know, let's try to, you know, forgive people who's hurt you and all this. And for me, I was very blessed in a way that I couldn't think of anyone to forgive. But then no one did anything so bad that I had to forgive them. But then Pastor Sam came up and said, oh, I sense in my spirit that there are some of you need to forgive yourself. And that's when I really broke down. Like, I was thinking about forgiving myself and I just couldn't do it. I was like, there's no way I can forgive myself. And I think God just really was trying to heal me, to let me show me that I have to love myself first. Because for the longest time, I had, I guess, like, I was very hard on myself, and my confidence level was like zero. I had very low self-esteem. I always thought, you know, everyone was like smarter than me, they were prettier than me, and everything else. And I was like, I knew in my head that God loved me, but I didn't really. And then we moved to the second day when Tom spoke about love. Second day? Yeah, it was. I was so many, I forget. And it was about, you know, just love and God's love for me. And that kind of brought me back to when all the like past sins that I've done and the bad things that I've done. And even though I knew that God forgave me for my sins, it was all in my head. I never like recognized it. And I was like always holding on to it. But that day, God really set me free from my old sins. I knew that I was not tied down to them. I knew that because of my sins from past, that God is not going to condemn me, that God is a merciful and forgiving God, and He truly forgave me for everything that I've done. And I felt like, wow, now I forgive myself. Not only did God forgive me, but I forgive myself, and I really felt like God loved me for who I am. And I, like, for the longest time, I thought God was like scary God, like waiting to just pound on you. You know, if I do anything wrong, I'm like, oh my God, I can't go to God because He's going to like punish me or do something to me. But then like through this, I just realized that God is not like that at all. He would just love me for who I am. And He literally, like when you ask Him to forgiveness, He just forget about all the things you've done, like straight away. So yeah, I feel like I was really set free. And I knew that there's so many things just weighing on me. Like at the moment, like I don't have a job. I'm looking for a job. And, yeah, I'm like, I'm 26 this year. And, you know, compared to, I guess, some of 26 that I know, I haven't really achieved anything. And I guess, like, that kind of, like, worldly pressures were weighing down on me. And I just give it all to God. And Pastor Sam actually prayed over me, and he prayed Jeremiah 29, verse 11, where it says, you know, God has planned for you, planned to prosper you and give you future and hope and all those. And I've just been holding on to it and knowing, like, before when God spoke through the scriptures, I knew in my head, I'm like, oh yeah, just remember that, just remember that. But this time, I could really take it, like as He was speaking to me, and just seeing how Eric and Tom, even though they don't know us at all, how much He felt for us. I think that just showed how much God feels for us. Like these strangers, they are crying over me. You know, how much would God cry over us? Was it Eric or Tom? I forgot. But they were talking, you know, when we were conceived and we were giving birth, God was rejoicing in heaven, like dancing and singing for us. And I couldn't believe that, you know, someone like me, I haven't done anything for God. And could He really, when I was, you know, born, that He was singing and dancing for me? And I think finally I could grab a hold of that. And I have to say, like, you know, outwardly, I might not look like I've changed much, but, and I am, like, still, like, I'm changing little by little, and I think I finally know what it is to be healed by God, and I have a long way to go, but the truth that was out there that I couldn't like grab hold of, now I have, and I know like day by day God is healing me. Before I have this like revival, and you know we all have revivals and we're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be a new changed person, and like every time I had a doubt in my head, but this is gonna be like temporary, I'm gonna go back to where I was before. But this time I know that that's not it. It's for permanent. And slowly God is healing me. So, yeah, I was just very blessed. And I would advise strongly if you had time to listen to it. And, yeah, and be blessed too. So, thank you for listening to me.